CliffCentral.com. This is the shortest hour in the week. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Unplugged and In Charge radio show. Gentlemen, are you ready? Are you ready to unplug yourself? Are you ready to live life in charge?
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Another one of those really great shows. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. This is, of course, CliffCentral.com, and you're listening to Unplugged and In Charge. Now, right here, of course, you being part of this conversation means that you're part of the tribe of superstar leaders. We always try to, you know, chat about a couple of things that are maybe on our minds, especially as young people living in South Africa, a booming country and a booming continent, really. And yeah, man, hopefully we could also, you know, just engage in some really cool things today as well. We got Vaughn in studio.
Yeah, man.
You know what's happening, though. Every single Thursday I'm on here, bro.
Yeah.
Out here sitting on the table, dog.
Yeah, you know me, bro. You know me, man.
We got Mr. Money in the Bank, Mr. Lesego Maphanga.
And I'm not going to stop till we take back the land, right?
Yeah, never. Never. Ah, that's hella, though. You know what killed me? Vaughn. I walked into the studio. No, Lesego is my boy, bro. Lesego is my teammate, dog. So I walked in. Strike partner's good. I walked into the studio before everyone came in. He was like, yo, Lesego was like, yo, how did you fuck up? I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, now why did you relate to me outside, like when they were having me for messing up? I was like, I said to him, come on, dog, you know me, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I've been getting shit. Yo, dog, that's what I like, bro. That's what I like. I think that's an important thing, you know. I just thought about it, like, when it happened. I was like, that's a dope thing amongst people in general. Like, it's cool when you can, like, openly talk about certain things that, you know, other people would rather, like, they take it in and they'd go and, like, sit at home and feel like, people don't like me. My friends were mean, or the boss, or this, or that. It's dope when you can just say what you think and say what you feel around each other, because, you know, you get over things and you also learn new things.
Can we just be real with each other in life? You know, not enough people are being real out there. Like, I'm the type of person that tells Lesego straight up, bro, you done messed up, you fucked up, it's okay.
It's cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay, dog. Yeah. Like, it's okay.
But you know what I like about it, though? Like, it was heat, right?
Yeah.
So I had to go to REA. I had to go to the Two Cats.
Yeah.
Because on South Central, I messed up. I wasn't there for the show. I was late, whatever. So I was like, sorry, guys. And coming up, like, sorry, guys. And I was everywhere. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, this week is so bad. But then it all disappeared as soon as one person walked in. Like, as soon as someone walked in, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, hey, how are you? Okay. Come to the show today. Yes. I was like, oh, no one cares about Lesego anymore. Oh, that's fine. Okay, cool. All my fucked ups are gone. So. Yeah. I realized that I need to just roll in twos from now on. I think I'm just walking with the guest. Yeah. So as soon as I walk in with the guest, then it's fine. No matter how much we messed up,
bro.
It's
fine.
Especially if the guest is fired, though. Then you're good, bro.
Never walk into a place alone, bro. Never arrive alone. I guess that's a fundamental principle of life, right?
Yeah.
Shout out.
All right, guys. So what are some of the highlights of the week?
Yeah. There's so much happening in life.
Let me think.
Vaughn had a fire weekend. I saw the pictures, dog. Oh, and the videos, dog.
Yeah, bro. How crazy was that? Yes. That was crazy.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, this past weekend we were out at Sneaker Exchange in Joburg. We had a gig there. And then we rocked that. Like, we were in Cape Town the week before. And that was crazy, too. But then the Joburg one was just, like, a really personal one. Because, like, the stage was, like, a bit weird. So we, like, ended up performing in the crowd. It was crazy, man. Yeah, it was really crazy. Top floor. You know what it did, bro.
Yeah.
You know what it is. You already know what it did.
Yeah. That's what is testing about a good artist. Yeah. Are you able to perform really well when, you know, a lot of things are against you?
Yeah.
I remember back in the times when I had to, you know, perform, like when I was a hip hop artist.
Yeah.
And then we get there and then they say that there's no mic or they say that, yeah, there is a mic, but like it was just made for announcements. So it's like it's only a meter long.
So
you have to stand right against the, you know, booth. Yeah. And you can't even dance around. You can't do nothing.
Yeah, man.
So it must have been crazy.
That's exactly it. Like, you always run into the technical difficulties. It's like life, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to, like, you know, it's 90% of the time, it's how you react to things, that, you know. So, yeah, we just figured it out. We killed that shit. That was Saturday. Then we went to Alex, had another gig there. It was crazy. So it was like a really busy weekend. But then this week's been cool. We've just been like sorting out logistics because we've got to put out the sampling to radio. We're going to shoot the video in the next 2 weeks. So it's been like, yeah.
Making moves, bro.
Trying to hustle.
Actually, still talking about, you know, things that normally don't go according to plan. Kasper Nyovest one time got to a stadium, you know, maybe a bit of a smaller one.
Oh, there was no stage.
And he had, there was no stage. Yeah. And then he performed on top of a, you know, on top of a bus.
Yeah.
It sounds like a bus, minibus, Texignana. So
it was crazy. It was that thing of his, that Vito thing.
Ended up performing on top of that.
That's dope.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, so like things like that, I think it's like a cool analogy you use throughout your life.
So I don't know. In terms of Shane, right?
Yeah.
Any highlights for December, I should say.
Oh, there's a hell of a lot of inquiries. You know, people are hitting us up, trying to book us. But we've got a couple lined up already. I think the 3rd is quite a busy day. We back the 15th seems to be busy too. We're in East London on the 17th. That's crazy. Kimberly probably Christmas Eve. You know, these things are crazy, man. So I also know that, you know, the industry is just like it ends up being last minute things too. You know, so we'll see how it goes.
So for any new listeners, Vaughn is the manager for Shane Eagle.
Yeah.
Producer Spokuzi, he's a resident DJ at Moloko. So every weekend, if you're not with Shane, you're there with him.
That's where Lesego is every weekend.
With me.
Lesego like the blesser, dog.
Oh, the blesser.
You know what I'm saying?
So with me, this past weekend, I haven't been to work this whole week, actually. It's not even a weekend thing.
Sure. And this guy's a manager at the bank.
It's nice, dog. What? what do you call it? Managers always say that you try to instill autonomy of work within other people so they can earn their own piece of work.
So basically you delegate all the time, dog. That's what you're saying. You delegate.
That's not what I said. But essentially, so I was in Limpopo the whole week practically. And I have never encountered so much alcohol in a residence.
Oh, ever. Bro.
Wow. Like no one goes in like corporates.
Oh yeah.
I think it's because like they're probably like all frustrated like throughout the week.
They ball out, dog.
You know, when they ball out, when they go out, it's just everyone black.
I can relate to that.
All right, so that was your highlight of the week. Simpiwe, what about you?
Hey, man, I had a great weekend. I shut down Maboneng on Friday night. I was there for Sammy Sosa's birthday tour. She invited me to pull through.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yo, bro, I think I left Maboneng at like 4 a.m.
Nice, man.
And your AM social went down. And then this week, I've just really been preparing for my TEDx talk next week, which is really cool. Like, I'm really trying to shape my talk, how to live unplugged and in charge. This is going to be really cool. And yesterday I officially said, I think, no, yesterday was the season finale of 2016. I'm done with 2016. After Trump won, after all those floods, nothing more can happen in 2016. Today, this day, is the beginning of 2017. I'm done, bro.
Shit, though. That's crazy.
I'm done, dog.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
And you, Weza?
I mean, I was still kind of zooming into to Simpiwe. He always seems to have a compu ticket band around his arm, you know, because it's like a conversation starter. Hey, so where were you? So where were you this time? Or is this one the one from last week?
This was the one from the other week. Dog.
What? You haven't taken it off?
No, I haven't taken it off. I'm remembering those memories. You know, at the same time, a lot of people are telling me to take it off, and I'm like questioning, why should I take it off? You know, I'm like at a stage in life where I'm like, nah,
it's like when people go to Opie Coffee.
I disagree, man. No, why? Why not?
I can't believe it. I really did not think that that's the same thing from that 2 weeks ago.
Dog. It's the same one.
Shout out to you, dog.
I'm like, nah, fam. I'm not going to take it off. A lot of people have been arguing with me, but it's all good, man.
I feel you. But it's even fading now.
Dog!
It's like, you know, yeah, it's the exact same one from 2 weeks
it's
ago.
It's the exact same one.
That's fire, my G.
Shout out.
Hey, what about you? What's going on?
A couple of things happened this past few days. Yeah. First of all, I was invited by National Treasury to be part of this panel. I'm here with Dr. Mang Mang, and you know, these people are talking about big things, where the Treasury should be investing its money, agriculture, what. And in the beginning, when I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, what am I doing here, guys? What am I even going to say to these people, yes. You know? And then, you know, now this MC, you know, everyone is old. Everyone is like plus 40 or something. And, yeah. You know, then they look at me and they're like, so you, young man. And then, you know, now they're asking me about certain things. And it was great because I got to, you know, talk from, you know, the youth's perspective and, you know, just telling them about how they could use technology and, you know, apps and all these new things, you know, in terms of... really trying to revitalize the country because they all have this opinion that there's no young person that's interested in agriculture, no young person that's interested in the future of the country. And I told them, like, listen, we got a tribe of superstar leaders here that are always interested in the future of the country in some way or the other. They're always trying to shape and build the country. And that's exactly what I told them. So, I mean, that was one of the things. Yesterday, I was emceeing an event. It was hosted by the mayor of Joburg. It was the Co-Jedi graduation.
Is that the DA guy? That DA guy.
It's crazy now because I'm chilling here with DA people. You know, you're always used to having these ANC comrades. Yeah. And now it's DA and, you know, the MMC is also like a white lady. And that's okay, transformation. Things are different.
It's weird,
you don't have to check your jokes now. Make sure. But it was great. I mean, young people, you know, were given a great opportunity and here they are. They took advantage of it. About, you know, a fair majority of them actually ended up going through with the thing all the way because, I mean, the government is paying for them to, you know, to study, to do, you know, to become great people. The least that they could do is just, you know, attend and come through and do the things that they need to do. So, yeah, that was some of the really cool things. Something crazy is that I'm emceeing another wedding on Saturday. This time, though, you know, I've always thought my weddings, like the first wedding I emceed, I was like 19, 20. I thought, wow, why are you emceeing a wedding at 19 or 20? Mm. Like, what do you know about marriage, you know?
Yeah.
Then, at least I kind of knew, I knew both of them. You know, we attended the same church.
Yeah,
but now the second wedding that I emceed, now I kind of knew the people because we are in the same varsity but we were not in the same class or anything, so it was just that they know that there's that dope dude in on campus that MCs
that dope dude.
You know and dog more than dope so anyway, but yeah, that one I took it within my stride, you know. The father was like an ambassador, so you have to address him as His Excellency this and that.
Shout out.
Now the crazy one with this one is I don't know any of them. I don't know anybody. I'm going to rock up there. I don't even know the bride or the gentleman that's getting married. All I know is that he's a soccer player. It's a top billing wedding. So it's a big thing.
Who does he play for?
Apparently was playing overseas. I did a bit of research, but obviously I'll only tell you after the fact.
Oh, he's playing overseas?
Monies, yeah.
Oh shit. I think we need to get her on the mic and see what she's gonna say.
We got a lovely lady in studio right here. I'm sure you've been hearing her in the background already. Let's allow her to introduce herself.
Hi guys, I'm Tessa. Tessa Twala.
Tessa Twala. Yeah, man.
Come a little closer to the mic, Tessa. Just because, you know, the mic loves you.
That's what they say.
I'm personal now. I'm here.
All right, cool stuff.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good.
You guys are a hoot. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so, I mean, I saw you go crazy there over the wedding.
No, because I'm a little investigating person sometimes. The girl that he's marrying, I think it's Karina M.
Oh, yeah.
She is so beautiful.
It is her.
And she's from Swaziland. I'm so happy that she's from Swaziland because I'm from Swaziland.
Okay.
She is so beautiful. They have a little daughter. She is the cutest ever.
Mm.
I don't know what the guy's name is, but yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I follow her on Insta. So.
Okay.
And I saw she did a baby shower.
That's the world.
Yo, you did your research.
Yo. Why don't you go MC the wedding?
You know she's more about it, dog. You need to brief me about this wedding.
Just go on her Instagram.
Now I know that she got a kid.
Shout out.
Yeah, I think later on you'll
see. She's from Swaziland.
You'll share the info with me.
She's super pretty and looks like she's got a great life.
Do you think she's wedding material?
Yeah.
I don't know her personally, but she looks like she's wedding material.
Oh yeah.
No, for me, there's nothing that more than annoys me. Like, oh, does that person look? Does that sit down with that person and find out what that person's like?
Just don't be. How much do you mean that? Huh? How much do you mean that ideology of like sitting down and getting to know somebody as opposed to what they look like? How much do you believe in that?
Looking the way that I look obviously doesn't seem like I believe in something like that.
Yeah.
And my friends,
elaborate. Wait.
Looking the way you look, how do you look?
Yeah. I'm light skinned. I don't know. People like light skinned girls.
Yeah.
So I think like if you're light skinned, you already get like a stamp or something.
Stamp of approval.
I don't know. It's weird.
The yellow bone stamp of approval.
It's weird though, right? Because I like most of the girls that I think are hot as fuck are like, sorry.
No. Flourish, my child.
Flourish. Are like dark. Like one of my best friends, she's from Cameroon. Her name is Hadja. She is like dark chocolate. She is beautiful. Her skin is just amazing. Mm, so this yellow bone stamp thing.
So you really mean that, yeah?
I can't say 100% because I'm a human being and I'm vain, obviously. Sure. But something that you know about myself, something my friend says, I don't like good looking guys for some reason.
For real? So what type of guy do you like?
I don't know. Okay, it's not like I'm like, oh, you're good looking, I can never date you type of thing. But most of the guys that I find myself with aren't, their looks wouldn't be the highest in their...
What would be the highest? What would be the highest?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm weird. And people always ask me like, what do you like
about a guy? Yeah, so what's your ideal guy?
I feel
like I already know. But Lesego had a story to tell a little earlier off mic about a wedding that you went to.
Lesego, could you?
So the interesting thing about this whole thing is that, you know, it was like a, you know, they hadn't known each other for a long time, and 1, 2, 3, and then they ended up being very well acquainted, and then about a few months later they ended up getting married, like about 10 months later, really.
Yeah, so, don't forget the main reason why by a shark. Yeah,
okay,
this honey's about to pop, y'all. She's like 8.5 months pregnant. Like,
yeah.
That I'm just. But Flourish, baby. I don't know who you are. Flourish. I heard your story. I love it.
Okay. And you see, my issue is that I know what Vaughn is thinking, right? Because there's no such thing as love as love at first conversational personality. It's love at first sight.
No, I never said that. Me, I'm a terrible person. I probably bully you. I probably make you go through hoops.
Yo,
I am mean to you. I'm sorry, niggas. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Because the reason I asked this, right, is because it's such an interesting time we live in. Like, so we speak about like how we know everybody's life of Instagram and of Twitter and stuff. And most of the social media platforms are very visual, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes even what people write as a status, they edit about 1,000 times to appear a certain way, coupled with the picture to try to represent a personality that they believe they are. Mm-hmm. You know, so
those 1,000 pictures, and then you only use 3. Like, you know what I'm saying? Stories, right?
Yeah, like let me put it to you, like as the other day, like I made a status because I was thinking about it in the evening. I was like, what if your Instagram looked like the first screen you see when you open your camera roll? You know what I'm saying? It's like that. It's that concept of like how we put so much effort into making sure our Instagram looks a certain way so that people see us a certain way, how Twitter, you know, so all these things. So the reason I'm asking is because the world's like that, you know, how much of the thing that you said, where you said like, I like to sit down and get to know someone. How much of that do we actually believe in when everything we do every single day, out of habits and out of the way society is completely the opposite? We try and focus too a lot on the exterior and less on the interior naturally. So how much do we lie to ourselves?
My thing with that, I won't lie. I'm not that accessible, and I'm not that open with people who are outside of my circle.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're in my circle,
yeah,
I can sit down and talk to you and be like, okay, let me actually find out what kind of person this person is.
But that's very important.
But also, me, I don't know, for me this made a difference. I went to high school in Cape Town.
Yeah. Okay.
So I was like a little hippie girl. I was a waitress, braids.
But even by the hair now,
flops.
You can see, yeah.
No, like, I haven't had braids in years. I haven't had braids in like 8 years.
Dope. I like it.
They work, yeah.
Tessa, who lived in Cape Town, and Tessa, who lives in Joburg, are very different, even just the way I look.
Okay.
But I don't think the kind of person that I am has changed.
Okay.
Like what you said, first camera, when you first wake up, I'm that terrible person. Sorry for the people that follow me on Snapchat. I will snap you first thing in a wake up, having brushed my teeth up, like, yo, how are y'all? And at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
this is what I look like, and I can put on makeup and all those things and look better than what I look like now. So either way, boo, this is what I look like. And
thank you Jesus for making me cute.
So
basically you hold on to yourself and you make sure that you I think something
not even like that guys, like if you saw my mom, me and my mom are like such opposites. My mom's got, you see how long my hair is now?
Yeah.
These braids, this is my mom's dreads.
Oh,
my mom is like a star child, flower power, hippie. I'm out here on some mama. I'm trying to buy lubes. My mom's like, what's that?
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, look at this Brazilian weave. She's like, ooh, isn't it hot?
Yeah.
I feel but I think that's the most important thing. At the end of the day, a lot of people are trying to conform to a certain way of living. But at the end of the day, you just need to be yourself.
Like, stop trying to be someone else.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, like we were talking about Instagram earlier on, and like, and I'm a, like, I go on social media and I check out things, and I go on all these girls' posts. I'm like, you're so pretty. Look at your life. Oh, everything's so awesome. But then sometimes I'm also like, all the people that I know, where I'm like, I actually know you personally.
Yeah.
This isn't your life. Even this picture that you're posting, you know that that's not real. But you know that's not even you. Why are you doing that?
After beauty face and what you see there, I can tell you, it's such lies. You
know? Yeah.
And from a banking perspective, no, I'm with
you. Are you trying to? He's trying to say you're all in debt, bitches. Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I keep thinking, right? Because to me, we live in a world where we've become increasingly obsessed with how we appear, right?
Yo.
Because you know, I think everybody's been concerned about that throughout the ages, but I think like recently, because you know your profile is so accessible to such a wider audience, it's no more like I only know you because I see you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, so this has become a very important part of the makeup of who we are. So a lot of the time what I've found is if you're good at reading and understanding people, you can start to see kind of like what a person is via their social media. But at the same time, the way I've seen it is like you can tell by someone's social media these days that they're doing it for social media.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily the vibe that they really give off, you know?
So in essence, they're trying to paint a picture.
But at the same time, like, I feel like if I'm dead honest with myself to some degree, I try and, like, never do that. I try, bro. I try hard to never do that because I feel like it's weird. But I feel like all of us do in a way, you know. All of us bullshit.
I want you to see what I want you to see.
Yeah, but exactly, right? So we're very selective. We're very careful. We walk the streets really slowly. But anyway, it's an interesting thing. I think it's going to be an ever growing thing. I think we'll figure it out. It's just that it's interesting when, like, you know, like I always like to ask, you know, beautiful girls, like, you know, how is it for you in that space? Because
especially on Insta,
because all of a sudden you're famous.
Yeah.
Guys, like I only have like 10,000 followers. Like,
only?
That's only 9,000 more than me.
Yeah.
No, but guys, I don't have people, my DMs don't pop. People aren't always like tagged.
Yeah.
Like I'm not that, I don't know. People say that I don't look like I'm approachable.
Wow.
Which I don't think.
You seem quite approachable.
But you said something earlier. You said you really get to know people that are in your circle. Anybody that's not in your circle, you don't give a...
Yeah, but you need to then get into my circle. I'm going to walk out there, go out and let me go find strangers.
I'm going to slide into your circle. But anyway, switching lanes. You say you're from Swaziland?
Yes.
I was in Swaziland a couple of weeks ago. What an interesting place. What an interesting culture. Mm-hmm. Like,
real lit.
Yeah. Swaziland's crazy. It was crazy. I couldn't believe, you know, how it was operating.
What did you go for? The redance?
We had a performance there. Okay. Yeah. But we were actually there for the weekend.
Did you go to the redance?
There was that bikers rally. And then at the same weekend, it was the king was selecting another wife. So I think it was the redance.
It was crazy. He didn't choose somebody, did he?
I didn't see that. That wasn't the Sunday.
No, it doesn't work that way.
Oh,
guys,
yeah?
can I tell you how many girls were there?
Tell me.
120,000 virgins.
What?
How do they know they're virgins?
They all do tests.
Yo,
120. Yo, 120.
Yeah, imagine that tender to do.
That's hella, dog.
120,000.
Hey, that's a joke. That one.
That's a dope joke.
No, like in South Africa, that's how it would work. You apply, then I can do the test. I've got the doctors, and then they pay you like, you know, a couple of million to do tests to make sure quality control.
I'm sorry, Tessa. What do you feel about the entire process? Like, is the king not just like the ultimate blesser if you think about it?
The ultimate dog.
If you think about how many wives he has, and now he's getting even more young girls, versions of whatever. Like, from a moral standpoint, does it even make sense in 2016?
I think it brings up an interesting question that can be summed up between, like, you know, where do we draw the lines between, you know, what you define as in your own space, in your own world, in your own circle as a moral ground, and culture? How do we define those boundaries, and when do they overlap and become a problem?
Yeah.
Like, guys, it's the process when they check them.
Yeah,
for me, because I even think for my mother.
Yeah.
Mm.
My daughter wouldn't go there. Well, unless it's her choice. Unless she says, "Mom, this is what I want to do," then go flourish and do what you want to do.
Okay.
But I think by that time we were like, by the time I was old enough to do it, I was like living in Cape Town anyway. So yeah, it wasn't even anything that I saw for myself. Yeah. But it's not sexual.
Mm-hmm.
They're not violated. Yeah. They choose to go there. It's their culture. It's their pride.
120,000.
120,000. Like, girls. Sure. Say, "I'm going to stay a virgin. I want to participate in this cultural event." Like, it's bucket list things for them. Like, where I grew up at home.
Yeah.
Like, there's this, my neighbor.
Yeah.
Even on both sides.
The girls went. I'm just trying to comprehend this.
It was even one man, three wives. One man, three, like, four wives. It's just where I grew up. It's just home. It's, for me, it's not anything extra. It's not like, oh. Mm. Even like when they videos of the girls topless, it's boobs.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah, when it's cultural, it's different.
Cultural,
it's the Western culture is the one that says, ooh, boobs. But the African culture
untando,
is like...
The girl from Scandal,
yeah,
the bald girl,
mm-hmm,
she had her memulo.
Yeah.
She posted a picture in her cultural outfit, obviously without a top on, and they posted and they reported her as inappropriate on Instagram, and they deleted the picture.
Oh, I actually heard about that.
Like, there's nothing sexual about that.
Yeah,
there's literally nothing sexual about that.
It is an interesting thing.
And it's very Western of us to sexualize it.
Yeah,
it is.
And it's just the society that we live in now. We're very Western.
Very Western.
Like, I know, like, it's terrible to say, but I cannot go home and live there on a permanent basis.
But where do
there's
you draw
so
the
many
line?
Luxuries and Westernized things that
I know.
The freedoms, right? Because like when it comes when culture does come with limitations and barriers and borders that you're not allowed to cross.
My question is though, where do we draw the line between culture and our traditional culture and Western culture? Where do you draw it?
Let me put it this way, right? Yes or no? If we meet a girl on the street and she's 20, and she's dating a guy that's 60, is that right or wrong? Just a yes or no question. Is it right or wrong?
Right.
It's fine, right? Vaughn, is it fine?
I'm gonna say no.
You're gonna say no. Cool. Simpio, is it fine?
I'm gonna say no, dog.
You're gonna say no. You see, this is my issue. So we have Western culture, right? Which is our culture, right?
Yeah.
We have African cultures, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some differ, right? So for me now, it's a problem because we live in an integrated society where one person says, "Oh my gosh, that's disgusting. I'm judging you. You're dating that guy because he has money. That's all you see in him. Blah blah blah." And then the other side was like, no, but then man can take care of him. That's what women look for in a man.
Yeah.
They want to be comfortable, blah, 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 blah. So isn't the question not that we say one thing and we do another? Because what is wrong? Like you said, I mean, Vaughn's like, no, it's not. And he'll explain why, but it's like, it's cool.
Yeah.
But if a 20-year-old is going to date, so like Toke Sekgwale, he's like 67. Yeah. The girl he just married now is like 27.
Yeah.
And it was a huge hoo-ha all over the flipping, you know, all over the newspapers. But my question is, what's actually wrong?
At the end of the day, they're going home together, sitting together. How's your day, baby? Happy. They're having dinner.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to smash.
Mm.
They're going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to wake up.
He's gonna,
baby, I'm going to go to the gym.
He's going to have to use some transect
and stuff. Meetings. You're going to do whatever. And even since the beginning of time in all cultures, the women have always been much, 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 much younger than the men.
Yeah.
The only reason now that it's you guys are like, on for it is because it's not for the same reasons that it was back then. Now it's money, 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 money.
Yeah. You guys are clever blacks. That's a problem. You're too clever.
No, but I think.
But at the end of the day, if you're laying with this man and you love this man gives you everything that you feel that you need, fuck the rest.
I think, you know what, I'm gonna bring it from my point of view. You know what, I say no simply because I would never do that.
No, man.
But no, I'm not lying to you. And
that's because you're a man.
Yes, but that's fine. It's my life and I'll live it on my terms.
Yeah,
the way I want.
Yeah,
to.
Yeah, but it would be different if you went to go and marry like a 60-year-old woman. People are like, look at this bitch nigga here. Your pride would be all times so fucked up.
But you see,
I'm a woman, I'm dating a 60-year-old man. There's nothing wrong with my pride.
Yes, exactly. And if you can do it,
just jealous.
If you can do it, do it. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to do it because I'm living my life. I'm not going to impeach.
I'm not living. Yeah. I doubt that they're not living their lives.
I think it's fine. You can do it, but I won't. And that's the most important
thing. Do you have girls who are friends of yours who are, you know, living the blessed life?
They must do it. And I go with them.
You go with them?
Yeah.
So explain the process there. What else?
Why wouldn't I go somewhere where some things are going to be free 99?
Yeah, so I got this.
What?
Oh my. So you said you might have plans to leave the country and go to London.
She's like, girl, and not even she. I even have male friends who are like rich as fuck. They're like, girl, we have so much money. We will sponsor you. Why are you in South Africa? Like, and when they come visit, they're like, girl, we're coming. We're going to Cape Town for the weekend. Come through. I'm like, I am coming. And they will come with all their blessings and bless and all the things and just there.
So why are you still in South Africa? Why are you still in
South Africa? What am I going to go do in London? I want to have a career. I want to wake up every day. I want to do something. Yo, guys, housewife stuff is nice, but not all the time. Huh?
Is it because you have morals?
Yeah, I feel like everybody can take morals and put them in their bags. A situation
can
turn people crazy. Guys, I dropped me in the middle of Iraq or something. Without nothing. Trust it, I will.
So I want to be a little
do everything to come back.
Guys,
home.
That was too late. That was too late. Yeah.
And you know what? I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying because.
Where's this pondering on his life choices right now?
Yeah. I want to make this sound a little bit more diplomatic so that, you know, people don't say this, that, and the third, right?
Dog.
It's the same situation where I hear what you're saying because. Situations change, right? Everyone's like, no, I would never date Sehwa. Hey. If Sehwa comes here with like $2 billion, like, let's do it. You know what I'm saying? You'll change your mind.
I'm not changing my mind. I'm changing my name. I'm going to a different country. Where do you want to go? Asambe. $2 billion. God.
Okay, God. So
$2 billion.
Not even Jonas got that.
I mean, the reason why we can have this type of conversation is because we have to have different people's point of views. You know, sometimes we have people who are very conservative in the studio, and they speak for, you know, the other side. You know, ladies who are totally against blessers, ladies who want to, you know, work hard and work their way up the ladder, and you know, and they want to do it on their own, not necessarily to say that you don't want to do it on your own.
No, like, but I work hard. I don't think I'm a person who cannot work hard.
That fast forward button.
Yo, imagine a nigga who doesn't work. Yo, indoda ehlale ekhaya. Shit! Imagine you leave
really
the house. Leave the house and he's there.
Yeah.
You come back to the house and you find him still. Wait. For me, it's different. if you make your money through your phone, because I don't think that everybody needs to sit in an office.
Yeah.
As long as I see you, if I know that you're doing something, nigga, if you do what you need to do. But
I feel like
what
I feel like.
Wait,
how would you feel if, for instance, you were in a relationship with someone, he was working at the time, but then he lost his job, and now you are the breadwinner of the family?
That's a completely different situation.
Yeah,
I know your potential. I know that you lost his job. You did not decide not to
what
have
if he
a
gets,
job.
He gets totally depressed after that, and he doesn't work for quite some time.
Nigga, I'm gonna like beat you up. I'm that kind of girlfriend. I'm gonna. Can't get you out there.
I
think you being the kind of person that I'll be with, you or yourself won't be able to do that. You yourself will be like, aish. I heard a Zulu thing. Indot enesibindi engene kitchen ivuli fridge anamali. You're gonna open the fridge, but you don't have money. Why?
This girl's lit. Tessa, you're lit.
I feel like girls should stop calling guys broke because they can't buy them shit that they can't buy themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, in
why
a real
not?
I feel
you
like
you can call me broke if I can't like, do that.
No, I'm like,
saying you
no,
can't call me.
I'm
broke.
Saying if you can't, if you can't buy something for yourself, you can't call Simpiwe broke because he can't buy the same thing for you.
I get
it. Yeah, you feel
but,
me?
But also like my that, thing, then I wouldn't. Happens. If that's what you want, then Simpiwe wouldn't be your target market. Because as a girl, But Simpio will buy an Aldo bag and she'll be like, oh, this is the most litter shit ever.
But can I tell you what's crazy? Can I tell you what's so this crazy lit, about guys. This world, Doug? Like even just hearing your opinion and your point of view, it's dope. But it makes me realize that, like, everything I thought about the world is very accurate.
Why do you only pick that up now in 2016? Where the hell have you been all this time?
Yeah. I've seen it. It's just like, you know, I just imagine. Because, like, now look at how we look at relationships. We just literally, in a relationship context, refer to something called a target market. Yo, Kosiam.
It's a business.
That's
now,
crazy,
dog.
No, but my thing is, I'm 27 years old. Obviously, the people I'm going to date aren't going to be like 20 years old. If you are in my age group, why is your life not this? Together, okay. Yeah, coming together, okay. Coming okay. together.
Of course, there's like obviously there's like a vibe.
I'm talking about like this nigga doesn't have a job. This nigga's not trying to look for a job. This nigga's just trying to stay at home and play PlayStation.
Yeah, but that's like that's
and
weird.
That's what he'll do.
That's
actually, weird.
That's exactly what he'll do.
He won't clean the house.
I said, God, if you don't work, but I see you hustling, nigga, and I see you pushing all the time. Yeah. I'll be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Honestly, do this shit.
You won't go get it.
If you're being a bummy nigga, get out of here.
Yeah, so basically, you find ambition sexy.
Yes.
Sure. Things are falling off the table.
My thing is, like, I can take a nigga who's fine and be like, yeah, you fine.
Yeah.
And take a nigga who's average looking, who's got crazy ambition. Trust me.
I'm going to invite
you. Fine nigga go home.
I'm going to invite
fine
you.
Fine nigga will go home.
Mm.
I'm going to invite you to our year-end function.
Why?
I think you'll have... No, if that's your target market.
What?
I think... Because, you know, because I'm in a corporate, right?
Yeah.
And year-end functions in corporate, it gets lit.
Yeah.
But I think what you're talking about now and what Vaughn was talking about... It's something we spoke about in the show a couple of weeks back. Said that marriage is a business arrangement. That's why we have prenups. That's why we have all these contracts, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. It is a business. A relationship is a relationship. Cool. I can, you know, that's still like, it still is what it is 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
But this is where we're going as a people. I think things are going to change fundamentally. I mean, yo, listen, Vaughn, Trump is president of the United States.
The world is messed up, basically.
I think the world is changing.
Yeah.
I think the world is changing. I think it's changing at a pace that we're not all comfortable with, because even I'm not comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole Zuma thing, I've got a problem with that. The whole Trump thing, I've got a problem with that. I love money. I'm a capitalist. But sometimes I sit back and I'm like, Jesus, I just want to go out and have fun and actually not care what bottle I get.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't want to get, because now it's all about the look. It's like, okay, what's
I'm
in the...
I'm sorry, I'm wearing 5-inch heels. I can't stand the whole night. Can
hello.
Can have somewhere to sit down?
Yeah.
I'm wearing 5-inch heels. How about you wear 5-inch heels to stand the whole night?
I'll
how
yeah.
about you try that?
100%. Do we have to sit in VIP, though? Do we have to be in VIP?
Where are we?
Yo. Yeah. It's deep, man.
No, good. No, it all depends on where we are. If you're just like...
Where at Moloko?
In Pretoria. I've never been there.
Okay,
no,
right.
You have to sit on VIP there. No, that place.
Yeah,
that place.
No, don't take me to a place where people are going to step on me and hurt me. If it's a place where we can sit at the bar and chill, then we can do that. But if people are going to hurt me and push me, why you want to put me in that situation?
They're going to hurt you.
You got to take care of me. Shift's up with you.
I think it's the littlest show we've ever had. I'm going to put it out there.
This girl is too lit. She's too lit.
Yeah, but I do agree with you. I think the world is changing. I think cultures are evolving. I think, you know, gender relations are evolving. I think that there's going to be a lot of different like subcultures and different beliefs when it comes to relationships and politics and family and all this stuff, marriage, are going to develop, like continue developing over the next couple of years, and it's going to be like just picking your own lane. I think one of the most important things we can learn from like today's show and from everything really is like just being able to do the right things, do what you feel is right, and then accept that other people don't necessarily believe what you is right, you know. So like I think there's a level of acceptance we all need to start embodying in our everyday lives, and then understanding that the world is not supposed to be a generic place. It's supposed to be a dynamic and different space. So it's cool.
Yeah,
isn't
you're right.
Isn't anything worse and more boring than people who think that you have to think something because they think it's
I'm tired of conforming.
We strive.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to thrive in any industry, whether it is, you know, corporate, whether it is entertainment, no matter what it is, you need a certain level of emotional intelligence, and that means you need to understand where other people come from, understand the soil that they were raised from, you know, because everyone's roots developed in different soil in a way, and you know, whatever you come from, Swaziland, you come from a whole different line of, you know, cultural rules and morals, and everything was a bit different. You know, there are certain things that maybe, let's say, for instance, polygamy. Maybe you come from a place where polygamy has been widely accepted in where you come from. And now You let's say you're with Simpiwe, but Simpiwe frowns upon that subject. You know,
I love how I'm always the example. Yeah.
Well, you chose to sit in that chair.
Yeah. So for and I mean, now let's say it was the other way around. Simpiwe was the guy who comes from Swaziland, so he's from a place where polygamy is known worldwide. You know, or well, in his world.
Yes.
And then he meets you, and then he thinks, no, I'm gonna date you. I'm gonna date another girl because one day I'm gonna marry both of you. And you're like, and you. At the time, you don't know, you know, you only know when he proposes to you that, hey, by the way, I also have this other girl. I actually have a friend who told me about a story like that.
I'm going to hit you.
And so
with those nails, yeah, it's real.
So you see, for instance, you feel
they
like...
feel good, Osborne.
You're going to hit him based on your morals and your understanding of the world.
No. My whole thing is something that actually went through myself like a few years ago.
Yeah.
Do not put me in a position. No, how do I say this? Don't make the choice for me.
Yeah.
Don't make the choice for me. Tell me exactly what's going on and I will make the decision myself. Tell me, hey, I'm into these kind of relationships. This is how I see life. And do you then want to carry on with this relationship? Don't make the decision for me.
So you're basically saying that...
You tell me at the beginning, and then I will make the decision. Don't put me in a situation that I didn't choose myself.
Yeah, you have to have choice at the end of the day.
Because then by the time you get to the point where I am married with you, and there is that other girl, and the whole thing about polygamy is you do not hide us from each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not you fucking three bitches. We know each other. We all live in this... Even if you don't live in the same household, we are together at some point.
So basically you're a family.
Because we are a family.
Yeah.
Don't be telling me after a year about side nigga.
But at what time is it okay, like, to tell you?
At the beginning.
Yeah.
But because
why are you gonna make me fall in love with you and you fall in love with me, and then at the end our differences are too much for each of us to handle.
So
yeah.
Basically,
he's
trapping you in a situation.
We are trapped at the man.
So now, the interesting thing, I just wanted now to just throw a spanner in the works even further. Just see how this machine is going to survive.
Yeah.
You see that there are people who are, you know, bisexual. There are people who are, you know, who are lesbian, and they're gay people as well. Now, can a bisexual person have a polygamous relationship? One is a woman, one is a man, and the other one is a...
Yo, if you can make that work, kudos to you. Slow clap, honey. Slow clap.
Yeah.
Slow clap. If no, seriously, guys, no. Mm. I hate this about people. You are not at home with those people at the end of the day, laying with them at night. If they can deal with it, and if they are happy, and if it's for them... Who are you?
But the thing is, ne, if we keep on saying who are you?
In love.
Now
so,
they're getting confused
no,
by these things.
No, if our kids are raised in a loving household and they understand what's going on, by the time that they go outside and people are awesome, your kid already knows what's going on because your kid has been raised in this environment, and for them it's not weird. It's not disgusting.
So you basically
I'm
going to
be that kind of parent that if my child comes home crying because... You were quang about the house situation. Trust me, I'm gonna come talk to you. I'm gonna talk to your mama. We're gonna talk to the principal. We're gonna talk to the teachers.
And you'll shut it down.
We will shut it
down. Yeah, well, look,
my child will be comfortable because the home situation is more important than the outside situation, because the home situation builds you.
So basically, you're saying do what works for you at the end of the day. Because we don't need to fit into boxes in this life. Hey, man, it's complicated. The situation.
Look, guys, I think conservative people like me are very worried about the future.
You conservative?
With people, you know.
I must read you.
Trump is president. Trump is president. Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
I'm worried about the future of the world.
Don't worry, Baba.
Someone like me who's not conservative at all is fairly... interested to see how the world turns out. I'm
going to Mars.
Like, I'm interested. I'm interested to see how the world turns out, because
you survive without sex with the conservative. I'm that weak.
Yeah, it's lit.
I think it's going to be an interesting couple of years.
I think
definitely. The world's going to change tremendously.
All I can say is what a time to be alive.
To be alive. You and yours.
Shout out
Tessa. No, you're a whole session. You're a whole session.
You know, we've been hosting this show for quite a while, and to be honest, I think, Tess, and I must give you kudos, you're probably one of the most honest guests we've ever had. Because the truth is, the world isn't perfect.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a perfect marriage. There's no, such thing as a perfect family. There's no such thing as a... This thing of, you're going to have kids, raise them the right way. And it becomes a problem then, because now we really...
The right way is so many different ways. So many different people.
The right way is doing what works for you, man.
Yeah,
and just being yourself.
So many different ways.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And, 2016. Jesus, guys, anything's possible.
Yeah. It's quite crazy. Quite crazy. Now, we've got a gentleman on the line. This is Vuyo Veroy. Are you still on the line, Vuyo?
Yes, I'm here.
I hope you haven't been listening to this crazy conversation that's been happening here. I don't know where to hide these people. now, Vuyo. Just quickly, first chat about whatever you eavesdropped on before we actually just zoom in on you. I mean, what do you think of the subject so far? I mean, we've been talking about, you know, people nowadays are becoming very liberal. It's like, do whatever you want to do, boo boo. Do you? How you feel about that?
I mean, like, look, President, what's his name? Trump.
Trump, yeah.
He became the president. So anything is possible. It's 2016. Yeah, man. I'm also all about, you know, do you, you know, as long as you're happy, you know, at the end of the day.
Mm. Okay, cool. So well, that's what Vuyo thinks. Now, Vuyo, you yourself are an established makeup artist. If that's even the right title, I don't know. Maybe there's like a bigger, better title to call these things. Tell me what.
I don't know. You know, I get a lot of titles.
Yeah.
You know,
guru. What's the real one to use?
Vuyo Veroy, a freelance makeup artist.
Okay, freelance makeup artist.
Sam, they call me celebrity makeup artist. I don't know what.
Cheers sometimes.
Maybe because I work with them.
Yeah.
Maybe because I work with celebrities.
Hashtag eyebrows by Vuyo.
Yeah. Eyebrows on flick.
Now, Vuyo.
I prefer old freelance makeup artist.
A freelance makeup artist. Yeah, professional freelance makeup celebrity artist. What a title. Yo, what a title. And this is an unconventional... that's some applause right there. Now, this is an unconventional route, especially for almost anybody. I mean, I'm sure, I mean, your parents, when they were raising you, they're like, yeah, wanna lose by makeup artist. Obviously, that was not... obviously, that was not the sentiment, but you had to, like, pretty much go against the tide in becoming who you want to be.
Yes. Are you asking if, like, how it started?
Yeah.
How I started. Okay, so I think I remember, like, from a very early age, I always liked anything that had to do with art. And I did fashion, tertiary. After that, I came to Joburg. Originally, I'm from Cape Town, and I came to Joburg.
Yeah.
To establish myself in fashion. But then I got interest into the makeup. Because at that time, there were just not a lot of makeup artists, not a lot of male makeup artists, and I felt like this is an opportunity for me to take and just because it also belongs under art.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Now that this but is
then from
yeah.
Then from there, then I then enrolled into a makeup school, which is at that time it was called Professional School of Makeup.
Mm.
And I'm not sure if they still exist. But then after that, I then got a job from MAC Cosmetics. Worked for them 2 years after working for MAC. I started my freelance journey.
Mm.
After freelancing, I got a call from Revlon Cosmetics to do the Love Is On campaign with Bonang Mtheba. So I've from 2013 to last year, I've been doing that with Bonang.
Wow. Okay. Well, it seems like it was quite a long journey. It was never really clear from the beginning where it was going to lead to, but you know, it seems pretty long and pretty fulfilling.
Yes, of course. I think more than anything is just having a goal, having one goal to say, okay, cool, this is what I want to achieve. Because as now with social media, you find a lot of makeup artists coming up. You know, people who get like, if you know how to do your eyebrows, you are a makeup artist. If you know how to put a lipstick on, you're a makeup artist. Then there's so much into makeup. There's so much into just putting on a lipstick or doing your eyebrows. You know, there's rent makeup, there's special effects makeup. So if you have a specific goal where you want to end up, then my advice would be focus on that goal and do it.
Super, super fantastic. Actually, we got one of those eyebrows on fleek type of ladies in the studio right now. She's also into this Instagram business. But tell us, I mean, you got something lined up in the future. Where can we catch you? Where can we see you in action? Where could you make our girls look pretty?
We're having an event. It's called All About Me. So basically, it will be all about women coming together. We're going to be telling them about the trends for the next coming season, teaching them on how to put on makeup, day makeup, translating it into night makeup, and just also there will be massage that's going to be happening on the 17th of November, which is next week Thursday.
Cool.
That's dope,
it's going to be happening in Fenton, yeah.
Cool stuff. Yeah. And is there like a website for this? Is there like a website or something like that? Yeah.
Yeah, there is a website. It's allaboutme.co.za.
Cool stuff.
So you go into the website and then you can buy your tickets there.
Cool. Fantastic.
And so what's going to be happening is that I'm going to be collaborating with a makeup artist called Gina Meyer. She's also called a celebrity makeup artist. She used to be with Elizabeth Arden. So what we've seen, what's been happening with makeup artists in the industry, they compete with each other. And we just want to show them that, you know, there's enough work for everyone to work together. We don't have to be competing. Instead, let's work together and create something big, because it's us who will make this industry be taken seriously.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, so that's what we want to achieve between me and Gina.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much, Vuyo. That was absolutely fantastic. That's all that we had time for, to just zoom in on Vuyo there a bit. But thank you very much for that, and all the best. Hopefully, we could also take some of our ladies there to go and look good as well. I know Lesejo is a big blesser, so maybe he'll, you know,
shut it down.
He will. Shut it down. All right.
Tessa, thank you so much for joining us. How do we keep in touch with you on social media?
On social media, my name is Tessa Tola on Twitter, and my name is Tessa LUV_T on Instagram, and Tessa Tola on Snapchat as well.
And trust it lit.
Shout out. Right. So, yeah, you Tessa, you're also into acting. Where do we see you on TV?
I'm a little actress. Mm-hmm. Right now, my cameo in It's Complicated is finished. So right now I'm on a show called My Perfect Family, which plays on SABC 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7:30. And I am a funny little ditzy girl from Deep Gloof.
Shout out.
Sounds dope. Yeah, so you know what it is. Every single Thursday, you guys are tuned in with us. We appreciate you guys tuning in and joining our conversations. Today was definitely a lit conversation, I must say. It was fire. You know, we all got differences in the world. We're all a little different. And speaking about differences, you know that everybody in South Africa's got a radio show, and we got a radio show, but they know the difference. CliffCentral.com